You're listening to Consider This, episode 138, for April 4th, 2016.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are. This is Consider This. I'm Doug Payton, and you are listening to my 10-minute or less podcast with my conservative commentary. Thanks for climbing aboard. If you want to talk to the captain, you can call me at 267-CALL-CT0, night or day, in port or at sea. The website is considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, and it has other ways to get in touch, including email and Snapchat. That's CT as in core temperature. A discussion of the Georgia Religious Freedom Bill and what its defeat means for the country. That's coming up. In fact, let's get right to it. Discrimination. That word has become something of a rallying cry when the left can't come up with specifics as to why they don't like this or that action by a private or public organization. Now, you might say that racism fits the bill, but that's just a specific kind of discrimination. Besides, we've already discussed Ari's Law in show 131 back on January 25th, where Ari Mendelsohn noted that racism really is just valuing something or anything more than you value multiculturalism. No, discrimination is a bit broader and can be applied just about anywhere. They shout it like Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof as he extolled the value of tradition. Discrimination! 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 Anyway, you get the point. If all else fails, what they don't like, they call discrimination. And they don't have to make any intelligent argument. And further, various leftist organizations will spring into protest, and other various groups will threaten a boycott or something. Doesn't matter what the issue is. If you can claim discrimination, you'll get support. Even if you can't prove discrimination. Or even if you can't really say how that discrimination would happen. The Georgia State Legislature passed something of a Religious Freedom Restoration Act in the latest session of the General Assembly. Now, in spite of what you may have heard in the news or in press releases from critics, this bill was quite modest. Nonetheless, the cry of discrimination went up from the hallowed halls of the state capitol in Atlanta. So, to be clear, here are the highlights of this evil bill. Number one, it would allow faith-based organizations to deny services to those who violate their quote-unquote sincerely held religious belief. This is why the bill got its nickname, the Pastor Protection Act. Number two, it preserves those organizations' right to fire employees who aren't in accord with those beliefs. Number three, it mirrors language found in the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which was signed by President Bill Clinton and adopted by dozens of states, requiring government to prove a, quote, compelling governmental interest, close quote, before it interferes with a person's exercise of religion. Number four, it includes a clause saying it could not be used to allow discrimination banned by state or federal law. And number five, it doesn't apply to businesses. It did at the start, but this got removed in the process of compromise. So let's hit each of these points and see why there is so much opposition to this. So number one, about denying services. Mostly, this is for preserving a church's right not to perform same-sex weddings or have their facilities used to perform them. Critics keep saying that no one will force churches to violate their beliefs, but they apparently don't want to give them legal protection for it. And yes, groups like the Salvation Army will still give out food and such to needy gays and lesbians. There's not a single church out there trying to stop or avoid that. Number two, regarding firing employees not in accord with the organization's beliefs. This, as I understood it, merely preserved an already existing right, no big deal there. Number three, regarding the similarities to the federal RFRA and requiring a compelling governmental interest. This is a classic limited government provision. The government can't get involved unless it can prove that it has a pressing need to. To prove that there is such a compelling interest, what legal scholars also call strict scrutiny, the government must show that some new policy, in this case a future bill restricting religious liberty, is necessary to achieve a compelling state interest, things like the right to vote or the right to privacy. If this is proved, the state must then demonstrate that the legislation is narrowly tailored to achieve the intended result. It's using a scalpel instead of a chainsaw. Again, this is already the bar to clear at the federal level, and in dozens of states. And in none of these places is the kind of discrimination happening that critics say is inevitable. Number four, as to not allowing discrimination that's already banned by state or federal law, that's a good thing, right? And number five, and it doesn't apply to businesses, which again is exactly what the critics want, right? In short, it provides narrow protection for only a handful of Georgians while strictly forbidding any unlawful discrimination. And yet, the LGBT community came out, so to speak, against it. Companies like Disney and the NFL threatened boycotts. Governor Nathan Deal, when announcing that he would veto the bill, said, quote, "I don't respond well to insults or threats," close quote. But apparently he wasn't talking about Disney or the NFL. He responds pretty well to their threats. Hey, who says corporations don't have a voice in our government? Interestingly, the same NFL that thinks the Georgia bill was discriminatory also gives Louisiana, Florida, and Texas the Super Bowl, and they have more restrictive RFRA-type laws than the Georgia one was going to be. And they're hoping to expand into China in 2018, a country not friendly to gays at all. And Disney? Well, as I said, Florida has a more restrictive religious freedom law, but somehow their principles allow them to keep operating in that state. Oh, and yes, they too are trying to move into China. So then why all the hoopla over the Georgia bill? It's certainly not a discriminatory piece of legislation, nothing like what the LGBT groups said it was. The threatened boycotts don't demonstrate any sort of closely held principles of the corporations that said they would leave. The entire opposition to the bill was based on lies and misinformation. What was the point? I would say that it was a trial run of sorts. If the opposition to such a meager bill could be drummed up out of whole cloth, if people could be whipped into a frenzy over something as innocuous as this, they could be manipulated at will over anything. Wave the magic wand and utter discrimination, and nothing can stop them. Never mind the facts, never mind the lack of actual reasoned debate. The social justice warriors say jump, and their foot soldiers ask how high. The result of this trial run? Unmitigated success. This is how far politics and debate have sunk in this country. I've got a closing question for you. Are you actively and intellectually engaged in these issues, or are you merely a minion? Now, I don't mean to be harsh or accusatory, but you need to consider this to see if you were manipulated. I'll let you be the judge of that, and I'll provide a link in the show notes to the actual bill. It's a few lines over 7 pages, which is a mere wisp of a bill compared to some that are written. You could knock that out in, 10 minutes or less. Take a look and see what the fuss was really all about. And feel free to share this episode with your social media crew. I've asked folks I've seen post about this issue, what specifically was wrong with this bill? It got real quiet after that. You gotta wonder why. Or not. So, call me with your thoughts at 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280, or write me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. Zip on over to the website, considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, for all the ways to get in touch, a transcript, and a link to all the websites I referred to. Don't just take anyone's word for it, not even mine. Take all the time you need to consider this.